They're into the final mile of the London Marathon, cheered on by thousands of spectators. But Sunday's event was different because climate change activists Extinction Rebellion, or XR, were also hitting the streets. There had been fears of disruption, but XR brought in hundreds of stewards to make sure nobody tried to stop the runners. Etienne Stott is a former Olympic champion canoeist, now dedicated to climate campaigning.
So our aim here is to connect with the many, many thousands of people that are out there that we know are seriously concerned about the climate emergency but have no path to action. And we're inviting people to come down, experience what it is like to be a part of a massive group of people who are seriously concerned.
In recent years, XR has been known for direct action, including sit-ins, bringing traffic to a halt in central London. They now say they favour a different approach. Another group, Just Stop Oil, recently targeted the World Snooker Championships here in the UK.
I am a civil engineer from London.
Two of their activists have just been jailed for climbing a major bridge over the River Thames, forcing police to close it to traffic. But they say they're still committed to disrupting public events as a way to keep the climate crisis in the news.
Our government, their response to the climate crisis is to put people in jail. That's not the right way to solve a climate crisis. You solve a climate crisis by addressing the issues, and the issue is no new oil and gas.
Extinction Rebellion, for their part, want ministers to end funding for new oil and gas projects and set up emergency citizens' assemblies to address the climate crisis. One of the slogans Extinction Rebellion are using for today's event is running out of time, and they've given the government a deadline of Monday, beyond which they say they'll be increasing their actions.
We're definitely going to continue targeting and trying to disrupt the oil industry, financial institutions that are financing the oil industry, insurance companies that are insuring polluting industries. All these things will continue, but it's going to be targeted.
So different priorities, perhaps. But as they race to push the politicians to deliver on their own climate promises, we can expect more eye-catching events. Nadeem Barber, Al Jazeera, London.